You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm on the phone with one of the comedians from the Second City, Maureen Bogie. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Where are you calling in from, Maureen?
Right now, we are in Mount Vernon, Washington. We have a show here tonight. We're kind of doing a Pacific Northwest up to Alaska tour right now. So, yeah, I'm just calling you from my hotel room in Mount Vernon.
How's the tour going so far?
It's been so fun. I've really been enjoying it. We all work out of Chicago, obviously, but then I'm also from Chicago, too, and I've never been out here before. I've never been this far west, so it's just so beautiful out here. I'm loving all the trees and the mountains and everything. It's gorgeous. We've all been having a really good time.
Oh, that's great to hear. And, of course, the Second City is coming to Juno this Sunday night, October 27th,
yes.
7 p.m. at JDHS, Yadat Kahle Auditorium. Maureen, for those who don't know, would you tell us a bit about who or what is the Second City?
Yes, of course. So the Second City, it was originally founded in 1959, and it is a comedy theater that has two main locations in Chicago and Toronto, and then they also have another location in Hollywood, California as well. But it's a sketch comedy theater, and Second City's whole philosophy, I guess, towards comedy is that we like to use improv as a way to create sketch comedy. So in the show that will be in Juno on Sunday, there will be some improv that we'll just make up right off the top of our heads right then, and then there will be some material that has been pre-written that was kind of inspired or made with improv or with previous improv scenes. And so it's a comedy theater that has a long list of really great alumni, which is exciting. There's Tina Fey, Keegan-Michael Key, Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, so many great people. Gilda Radner, it's really an incredible list of people. So we're all, very excited to become the Juno.
And Maureen Bogie's on the list.
And Maureen Bogie, yes, me as well. Right along with Bill Murray and all those people.
How long have you been a part of the troupe?
The group that will be here or will be there on Sunday, we've all been together for this group specifically for probably a few months. But some of us have been on this same group for a while, anywhere up to over a year. And all of us have been working for Second City, if we're not within just this troupe, in lots of other ways for at least the past 2 years, all of us, some of us more, either doing different shows all across America, or some people have done shows on cruise ships with Second City or done shows in Chicago with Second City. We've all been working together in some capacity for a while, definitely.
Well, tell me more about yourself. What made you want to get into comedy? How long have you been performing?
Yeah, so I, as I said before, I'm from Chicago originally, so I've always really loved the Chicago comedy community and the comedy scene. It's something that's always been important to me and I've always been so inspired by. And growing up and watching Saturday Night Live was always like a huge thing for me, and I was just obsessed with it. I grew up doing a bunch of theater and acting, dance, singing, things like that. And then, I majored in acting when I went to college. I went to Syracuse University in New York. And then after I graduated, I moved back to Chicago to start taking classes at Second City and some other improv and comedy theaters in Chicago. And kind of just kept, hustling, doing the thing, auditioning, doing shows at midnight for like two other people and, doing that all the time. And, And so that's just kind of been my thing. I've been really lucky that I've known what I wanted to do for a long time. And I've kind of had a clear goal. And I also feel really, really, really spoiled really that I am from Chicago too. So I'm like, it's home and it's also where I want to be. So I feel very lucky.
That's great. I was wondering if you would be willing to tell me about one of your first or best or most memorable experiences on the stage.
Oh, what a great question. Let me think. Yeah, there's, I'm trying to think, there's been a few. One that's been so fun with the touring company, the group that will be in Juneau on Sunday, that's been so fun. This was actually just a couple days ago on our tour. We were in Bellevue, Washington, and we were playing an improv game, and all of a sudden my castmate stepped forward to play the game, and he just started doing the completely wrong improv game because it was late and we've been traveling a lot, and I think all our brains were a little fried. And it really was just such a funny moment where the audience got to see us, like, really see us being humans and be like, oh, wow, they mess up sometimes, but it still works out, and it's still really fun. And, it was just, like, such a funny moment that kind of broke the ice for all of us, and we're like, here we go. And it was just such a fun thing that just kind of reminded me of, like, oh, wow, this is why I love doing this, just the energy that goes back and forth between the performers and the audience. And yeah, it was just such a funny thing. I know that's probably not the best answer because it didn't really happen to me. I'm kind of throwing one of my guesses.
No way.
It was just a very fun time.
No wrong answer. It sounded like it's one that you'll remember.
Definitely.
So the second city, as you mentioned, it's often defined as the place where the greats got their start. So many of the Saturday Night Live comics were part of it before they were on TV. That seems like a lot of pressure to put on a new performer. Has that ever affected you personally?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It is kind of a lot of pressure. It's something that it feels really good in some ways because you're like, wow, I have this job that so many other incredible performers have had, and this is just such a great community and family to be a part of. But then there are some times, too, where you feel like, oh, wow, well, I there's such big shoes to fill. Like, we start most shows kind of just informing the audience kind of about, like, who we are and what our thing is. And a lot of the times we will say, like, oh, this is a list of some of our great past performers that have worked with us. And then, sometimes you think, like, oh, gosh, so the audience is expecting me to, be as funny as Chris Farley or, do as well as Edie Bryant or something like that. And so it definitely sometimes can get in my head a little bit where I'm like, oh, I'm being compared to so many great people. But I just kind of try to shake it off and be like, you know what, there's no way that I'm going to be like them. I'm not going to, be like Tina Fey. I'm not going to be like, no matter how much I try, I'm not going to be Catherine O'Hara. So it's like I kind of try to think of it more of as like, these are great people to look towards and mentors rather than be, I'm going to try to be exactly like them. So yeah, it's definitely, it's more of a blessing rather than a pressure or something like that. But it sometimes can be a little intimidating still.
Well, it's interesting to think, I'm sure, that all of those people that you just mentioned were where you are at one point in time, a part of the troupe,
right,
and just going out and touring and having a good time.
It's really cool.
So who did you used to watch and love on TV?
Yeah, there are really so many people that I really look up to, and it's funny too, I didn't purposely look to people that have had Second City backgrounds, but that's just kind of been something that has happened for the most part, so which is very funny and convenient for me. But Catherine O'Hara is definitely my number one comedy icon. I just think she's incredible. And, she's on Schitt's Creek now, which is incredible. And I've always loved her for Beetlejuice and Home Alone and SCTV and so many great things. And then I also love Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. There have been huge influences on me for sure. And Kristen Wiig, she's not a Second City person, but she's someone that I just always loved watching. And she just, I would watch her on Saturday Night Live, growing up, and I would just be like, I just want to be just like her. I want to be funny like that. And then when Bridesmaids came out, it was such a great role model for me. It was just like, wow, she's doing something that I want to do. And But there's also so many other people. Of course, Chris Farley, watched him all the time growing up, him and David Spade. And, yeah, Maya Rudolph is a huge, huge one for me, too. And I could go on and on and on and on.
Yeah, those are all great. Yeah, I'm a fan of all those folks as well. Very solid performers, all of them. Tell me about what our audience can expect this Sunday night. What's the show going to be like?
Sure, yeah. So the show is sketch comedy mostly. So basically that means it's a bunch of different scenes that they don't all necessarily relate to one another in terms of, like, plot or characters or something like that. Kind of like how Saturday Night Live has a bunch of different sketches that don't, like, all string together for one story.
Yeah.
And there also will be some improv in there as well, where there'll be scenes or games in there that are completely improvised just right then. There's no pre-written aspect to it at all. And then we'll also have some fun kind of audience interaction time in there, too, where we'll come to the audience for some suggestions or asking the audience some questions to kind of inform us in what we're doing. So, yeah, it'll be a really fun time. It's our best of show. So a lot of the sketches are, as you might assume, are best of from the whole Second City archive. So some of the sketches you might see will have been written by some Second City greats that people might be a big fan of. You like people I was saying before, Tina Fey or people like that. And then a few of the sketches, too, will be written by us. So some of them will be new, and that us, the cast together, got together and wrote some of the sketches as well. So, yeah, it's a good mix of old and new and improv and sketch. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, I know you probably don't want to give us any spoilers, but is there one particular sketch that we can that's maybe one of your favorites that you're looking forward to performing? So when it comes up, we all know this is Maureen's favorite.
Oh, my gosh, this is so exciting. Such a great question. Yeah, one that I am in is one where it's me and the two other women in the cast, and we'll be playing some cool guys. I think we're playing some dudes. I think that will be exciting. And then one scene that I'm not in, but I think is, well, I'm technically in it. I'm at the very beginning of it, but that I think is very fun and everyone will enjoy. I'll just say it's about pizza rolls, and you can that's a little teaser.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for the teaser. That's terrific.
Of course.
Maureen Bogey from the Second City coming to Juneau, Alaska this Sunday night, performing at JDHS Yadat@Kalei, 7 p.m. Thanks again so much for speaking to me. Safe travels getting here and getting home. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just we are so excited. I don't think any of us have been to Alaska before, and we're all just over the moon about it. We are so excited to come to Juneau, so thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, of course. You're going to love it.
Yeah, very cool.
All right. Well, thanks again so much for speaking with me today, and we will see you on Sunday.
Right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.